Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Many along the California coast are braced for flooding the next several days. State emergency officials are issuing some evacuation orders along the coast as well. They say there could be flash flooding and landslides possibly through Wednesday, and it's partially because of a big winter storm that's hitting the Sierra Nevada mountain range between LA and San Francisco. It will almost certainly mean a massive snowmelt in the coming days. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham throwing his support now behind a new bipartisan foreign aid bill in the U.S. House, also offering a warning to Russia. The South Carolina senator said recent news of Alexei Navalny's death at an Arctic Russian prison is also galvanizing more Western support once more.
So sure. If you're Putin, I want you to know we're not going to pull the plug on Ukraine. We're going to come after you. We're going to make your country a state sponsor of terrorism. You're going to pay a heavy price for murdering this brave man.
Graham on with CBS Face the Nation Sunday. New York's attorney general says justice has been served with the recent $355 million verdict against Donald Trump in his Manhattan civil fraud trial. AG Letitia James spoke more about it after the verdict was read.
We have a responsibility to protect the integrity of the marketplace. And for years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud.
Following Friday's announcement, Trump argued he was treated unfairly by the court. He also said his real estate holdings were undervalued throughout the proceeding. Two Minnesota police officers and one paramedic are dead, shot, and killed while responding to a domestic abuse call Sunday. According to the Star Tribune, law enforcement sources confirmed the suspected gunman also died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It happened in Burnsville, about 15 miles south of Minneapolis. Seven children inside the home at the time were all reported to be safe. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The popular weight loss drug Ozempic coming under close scrutiny in recent weeks. It's meant as a treatment for diabetics, but many more people than that are using it for the purposes of weight loss, causing some issues. Actor Mark Wahlberg spoke about it this weekend.
To each his own. I just suggest that people, especially trying to encourage young people, prevention is better than cure. So we want to continue to encourage people to live a healthy lifestyle, everything in moderation.
A beachgoer killed when a plane carrying four Canadian skydivers came down in southern Mexico Sunday. Mexican authorities reported a forced landing of a small plane carrying a group of people in Playa Bachoco about noon Sunday. That's situated in the coastal town of Puerto Escondido on the Pacific coast in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. Four Canadians, one Mexican man on board the small aircraft when it came down, killing the beachgoer. Paige Beckers had some good news for UConn fans at her senior night. It wasn't her last.
I know everybody wants me to address the elephant in the room. Unfortunately, this will not be my last senior night here at UConn.
She dropped that news by turning what seemed to be a farewell speech into an announcement that she will return for a fifth season in Stars Connecticut, much to the delight of the Gamble Pavilion crowd. Head coach Gino Arima even cracked a smile. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
that? Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Happy Monday. The bees are at it again. They say devout Catholic Joe Biden gives up cognitive tests for Lent, in case you had any wonder. And if you want to know who else gets us, you know, of course, you know, during the Super Bowl, you know, we were reminded Jesus gets us. But, of course, Babylon Bee has to put their spin on it. They said it's Satan who gets us. Selwyn Duke gets us, too, and he's with us right now. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing okay. How are you? And great to be with you.
Hey, always good. I appreciate this time here. The Babylon Bee boys are just, you know, beside themselves. I love that they've discovered that Joe Biden has given up cognitive tests for Lent. That puts us all at ease, and we can go on with our lives, right?
Yeah, that really is funny, and it's true, too. He's got to avoid those cognitive tests, right?
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention, you know, we're not about to get a transcript from the special counsel readout in terms of the basic questions. It seems that he asked Joe Biden that Joe Biden couldn't seem to answer, and everybody was just so appalled. I don't know why they are. I mean, we've had 3.5 years of grooming, you know, by Joe Biden that he is cognitively impaired. But I guess, you know, once again, our lying eyes and ears have gotten in the way.
Well, I mean, talk about gaslighting. Look, we saw years ago already where he was campaigning and he was on stage and he couldn't remember Barack Obama's name, or he was quoting our founding documents and he said, all men and women are created equal, you know the thing. So, I mean, he's been exhibiting these symptoms for a long time. And by the way, there was a rumor a couple of years ago that he's on an anti-dementia drug called Namenda. I want to point that out. So that's how maybe they're keeping him going, even to the extent that he is functioning.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, Selwyn, at our expense and our insecurity, I mean, you know, they can say what they want to say here in the United States, but everybody in the world sees what's going on. You know, it's obvious to them. You know, they move on because they need the United States in some form or fashion. There's some benefit they're drawing, you know, either from the Bidens, you know, or the country at large, you know, so they got to be careful as to what they say. But, you know, behind closed doors, it's pretty obvious. It's no surprise. They're just, if anything, they're just surprised that the American people are tolerating it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to be a laughingstock of the world. I mean, you can just imagine what the foreign leaders think witnessing what's going on. And of course, though, and we've asked this question before, the real issue is who is truly controlling things? Who is pulling Joe Biden's strings? We would all love to know that, wouldn't we?
Well, I think we could you know, offer a fairly good conjecture, because when you look at, you know, the people just that you see up front, I mean, this is echoes and reminders of the Obama administration. I mean, this is really, as they've said early on, even the mainstream media, you know, has determined that this is Obama part two on steroids, even more so because, but, you know, the Valerie Jarretts of the world, the people that orchestrated Obama's eight miserable years that we're told that were just so wonderful, I didn't realize that it was so wonderful to be miserable. Did you?
No, I didn't. Now, I know a lot of people do think that Barack Obama might be pulling the strings or some of his colleagues, his allies, but the only thing is there, and I'm not saying that's not the case, but the only thing is that we hear that there is friction between Jill Biden and Michelle Obama, that maybe they don't like each other very much. So it just is a question who actually is making the decisions. Whoever can control Joe Biden's pen can, of course, control the executive branch. And it's a very interesting question as to who's doing that. And of course, none of this would be going on if we didn't have that stolen election in 2020. And I don't know exactly where you stand on that, but there's no question in my mind that it was stolen. But that's a whole nother issue, isn't it?
Well, I'm with you on that. It's obvious. In fact, I'm just releasing a commentary titled Time to Kiss the Election System. You know, kiss as in keep it simple, stupid. You know, because it's obvious that all this technology that's come into play in the election process, has it served our purpose? But like anything technological, even, you know, as we are on the edges of artificial intelligence and exploring its advantages, I mean, the people are already lining up, you know, to take advantage with their greed and to manipulate something that could be good and turning it into bad. Now, certainly what's happened with the election, this technology, you know, where you got a professor, someone, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he changed the results on a on one of the electronic machines with a ballpoint pen. You know, much surprise and the jaw-dropping of the judge in the courtroom going, what? You know, yeah, that's how easy it is, but you know, yet we fool ourselves. But the summary of this, you know, keep it simple, stupid election system is that when you listen to We the People, you've got about 70%, 80% of the people saying voter ID, paper ballots only. You vote in person, you know, with some minor exceptions, which have been traditional, a federal holiday for voting. I mean, we got 11, you know, which is really goofy. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But at the government website, it says we have 10 holidays, but yet they point out 11. So, you know, even the government website is so goofy they can't count. But anyway, there's 11. Well, let's have 12. We'll have an even dozen. And that will be a federal holiday for voting that we can have every 2 years. You know, even in the midterm elections, we'll take the day off. It's worthy of importance and significance to take a day off to vote. Absentee ballots, as I mentioned, for military personnel and voters with a justified reason. No mail-in ballots like what was implemented in 2020. All state election offices must have their vote counts published by 12 a.m. local time. We don't need to be have these things drug out for weeks on end or anything like that. The onus will be on the state election offices to make sure they turn in their vote count by midnight. That can be done. Also, I want the media not to be allowed to present, the media can be allowed to present projections, but all final counts to be embargoed until the close of all states reporting their final votes. You know, they, in their own way, because you have the difference between East and West Coast, they're promoting what's going on in the East. It's influencing the vote in the West. You know, shut down the media. I don't care. We don't need their, you know, they can give their projections, but we don't need, you know, Fox News calling a state, you know, prematurely or anything like that. And those are just eight basic suggestions that we've been able to discern from We the People that are saying, yes, 2020 was a fraud, and our government has not been interested in doing anything about it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I hear the music, but You know, you go back to Florida in 2000, I remember we were talking about the hanging chads, and they were saying,
yes,
well, we need technology. I said at the time, hey, you have technology. With the flip of a switch, people can change votes if you want to make everything electronic.
Exactly. And, you know,
yeah,
humanoids can't help themselves. You know, we just, we're human. And to err is human, right? And this is all, unfortunately, part of the system. And it has become corrupt. Let's go back and keep it simple. Why not? Morphin, Sal, and Duke on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Selwyn Duke. Selwyn is the writer for The New American, The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications. We were just talking, you know, as we were going into break, and Selwyn and I continued the conversation. Sometimes, Selwyn, I tell you, you know, we love commercials, we love our sponsors, but, you know, as we kind of, you know, go back and forth, and this is what I love about this radio show and that it being, you know, guest-centric, is because it gives us an opportunity to refine the thoughts and to say, okay, are we on track here? Are we measured? Are we giving the people the kind of information that they need that will encourage them to, as we say, own their own truth? Don't just take our word for it, but do their own studying and determine for themselves. Don't be like those on the left that just, you know, repeat sound bites and have the depth of a bumper sticker when it comes to anything intellectual, right?
No, absolutely. Look, you should care about truth and you should want to learn all the time. And if you hear something, well, do what my nephew did a couple of years ago. I told him something, he looked it up, and I said, you know, I respect that you're trying to verify the information. Find out what the truth is. Don't just be part of a collective. And we see on the left that they love collectivism and they act as a hive mind. And it's terrible because these are people who are just following like lemmings. They really are. And you see mass formation psychosis with them. You see so many phenomena relating to that.
Well, look at what, you know, the new president of Argentina had to say about collectivism, right? You know, once prosperous nation, they abandoned it. They thought, okay, hey, we'll go the way. I mean, they experimented with, some revolutionary ideas moving away from collectivism. And, it went well for them for many years. And then all of a sudden they just couldn't help themselves and they got captured once again. And it's been over 100 years of misery. And he's there to tell everybody, particularly, I thought it was just phenomenal. He goes to, Davos, you know, collectivist headquarters, and says, the stuff you've been pandering is a bunch of crap. It's killing people, you know. It's killing the ingenuity of humanity. They're God-given gifts in what you're doing and ruining countries. Oh, my goodness. I mean, Klaus Schwab, it was everything he could do to leave the room, right? Because he just couldn't handle the truth.
Yeah, that Schwab is really something, I have to say. I mean, this guy is like a real-life James Bond villain circa 1973 or 74. I mean, he's even got the heavy German accent, and don't take that the wrong way. I'm 50% of German descent. I've spent time in Germany, but, I mean, he just fits the bill. It's something
else. It's a caricature. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned collectivism. You know, really what this boils down to, Bill, and you know this as well as I do, is a lack of virtue. You know, I've quoted this before, but Edmund Burke, the Anglo-Irish philosopher, once put it very well. He said, it is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters. And it takes virtue in the people to sustain the kind of constitutional republic foreseen by our founding fathers. If that virtue is lacking, then demagogues will prey upon the vice-ridden character of the people, and they will use that to usher in tyranny. If you're characteristically greedy, for instance, or characteristically envious, envy is one of the seven deadly sins. Greed is another. What's going to happen is demagogues are going to prey upon that.
Exactly.
They're going to say, oh, well, you know what? You've been denied your birthright. You're a piece of the pie. But, hey, vote for us. Empower us. And we'll get it for you. Look at all these people. Look how much money they're making. Why do you have less? You see, they prey on people's weaknesses, or they play the race card, you know, because people are maybe characteristically wrathful or prejudiced. And they'll say, well, you know, this group here is oppressing you. They have privilege. You know, again, it's all preying on human frailty. And we know human beings are never going to be perfect, of course, but if a people are heavier in the virtue department, then it's harder for these appeals to hold sway. That's
exactly
the whole thing. So that's why it always comes down to morality, to virtue in the people. And if that is lacking, everything else we try is for naught.
As our founding father said, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. take that out,
right.
Take virtue out, and our Constitution, you know, implodes on itself. This is why even a little bit of cheating, which seems to be accepted by the left when it comes to voting, this is what brought us to 2020, because we've accepted a little bit of cheating. We've been groomed to accept a little bit of cheating along the way. I mean, this idea, which just shocks me, that, you know, 60 years later, the left finally says, well, if the truth be known, you know, John Kennedy actually lost to Nixon in 1960. But for Illinois and a couple other places, you know, we were able to, you know, control the count, and we manipulated the outcome. Wait a minute. They say that, Selwyn, with just like, oh, it's just casually accepted. You know, in the circles that they travel, you know, they just laugh about it and think, oh, you know, it's okay. You know, we cheated, we won. You know, it's kind of like, you know, and I can still see his face. Harry Reid in the well of the Senate saying, you know, commenting about, you know, about the income tax attack on Mitt Romney's income tax, right? And he said, well, you know, hey, he didn't get elected, did he? I mean, he lied, he knew he lied, and he just mocked the system. He mocked virtue. And, you know, that's between him and God, and I'm not sure I want to be there for that meeting because it's cringe.
It's funny you should say that, because as you were talking about it, I was thinking of Harry Reid myself, and he said, well, we won, didn't we? As if the end justifies the means.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what we're talking about. If we're going to empower people like that, then we're getting the government we deserve. Now,
exactly.
It is true, a study in the 50s found this already, that it really doesn't matter what time or place you're talking about. People always end up with leaders who are somewhat worse than they are. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. The best and the brightest basically don't rise to the upper echelons in politics, generally speaking. But again, if the people are more virtuous, they'll end up with better leaders. And unfortunately, like you said, we're accepting too much immorality today. Oh, a little cheating is okay. Listen, I remember when Chris Matthews, the ex-television host, he's a Democrat, by the way, talked about cheating, vote fraud in Philadelphia. And he said, everyone knows it's been going on. It's been going on for a long time. And this was years ago, before 2020.
Exactly. Right.
So again, this is the kind of thing. It happens, by the way, in the most immoral parts of our nation. In other words, the big cities where you do find more decadence than in small towns, where you do find more crime, that's where the vote fraud is concentrated, and that's where these elections are stolen. Because if you take Pennsylvania, for instance, well, if you can steal a massive amount of votes in, let's say, Philadelphia, which is notorious, and maybe Pittsburgh as well, well, you can flip the whole state.
Exactly.
That's what you can do. And that's why it would be nice, actually, if we had an electoral system, not just nationwide, but within the states as well, where maybe each locality just had a certain number of electoral votes. And then if you stole, let's say, thousands, tens of thousands of votes in Philadelphia, it wouldn't matter because Philadelphia would still just have its given number of electoral votes. But I'm fantasizing now. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We need to dream a better way. That's why I've written the commentary, as I did, is that look at, and it has to come from the people, you know, and this is what we're pointing out, because the bureaucrats, the self-appointed elites of their own imaginings who think that they're just, you know, God's gift to we the people, Lord have mercy, I doubt that highly, because when you look at the fruit of their legislation, I don't see a lot of righteousness coming out of them, do you?
No, no, not at all. That's why I call them pseudo-elites. And these people are very, very dangerous because they are people who are supercilious. They think they're God. And anyone who thinks he's God is truly dangerous. That's why Chesterton said, I don't know how much time we have, but a truly great man knows that he is not God. And the greater he is, the better he knows it. We should all bear that in mind.
Amen. Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American Hill Observer, the American Conservative. You can read his material online in so many places. Selwyn Duke, thank you so much for being with us.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war. For the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. An autopsy report says the passing of a Venezuelan boy who had been staying at a migrant shelter in Chicago in December was a result of sepsis stemming from a bacterial infection linked to strep throat. Medical officials say Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero, aged 5, succumbed to sepsis resulting from complications related to what's known as Group A strep. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. We're going to have John Schneider join us. Yeah, yes, you remember the name. Beyond the Dukes of Hazzard, the independent filmmaker, actor, singer, songwriter, is going to be joining us to talk about his new single, She's Worth It. He says it's a Valentine card to a country that he loves, that's given him, and us for that matter, so much in the name of freedom, something that no other nation has ever delivered. On the line with us right now is the one and only John Schneider, a famous patriot and lover of America, just like the rest of us. John Schneider, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, and what a lovely introduction.
Well, you know, I just so appreciate your work and your commitment, you know, all the way through, you know, as a patriot, as a contributor, you know, to the culture and, you know, your rich history. I mean, you've been blessed in so many ways, John, and we've been blessed because of your blessing, if I can say that.
Well,
is that okay?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? Yeah, well, I am so proud to be a part of the greatest country the world has ever known.
Yeah.
And I've felt that way my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So when all of a sudden the wheels started coming off and people started telling us that, you know, we have secure borders when we don't, and we have people telling us we had free and fair and secure elections, which we don't,
mm-hmm.
It really churned something up inside of me. And I just can't allow in my little sphere of influence to let these jokers continue to lie to us.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line, is it's a big lie that's being thrust upon America, upon our kids. You know, they're growing up and they're being groomed to think that You know, American exceptionalism didn't exist. I mean, forget about history. Forget about anything that you read about the country. That is all meaningless. You've got people on the left, these Marxists that have taken over everything, our school systems, our government, our Justice Department, that are putting out a false narrative to put in the minds of young people that America is less than, that they didn't earn it through all the hard work and the sweat of their brow, that you know, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents contributed to the greatness of this country. How dare they? How dare they, John? It's an insult to them and to us that believe in the exceptionalism of America, not because we're entitled to it, because, doggone it, we earned it. We did all the hard work, didn't we?
Absolutely we did. And, you know, I talk to people, there's a misconception among I'm not going to say that all conservative Republicans are honest, but we tend to be, and we tend to be fair.
Yeah.
And we tend to think that if we just put the question or put the facts in the right order, that the enemy will go, oh my gosh, of course. If we show them the error of their ways, they will repent. But there is no error to their ways. They're doing this intentionally. They're doing this willfully, and they're doing it very, very well. So
exactly.
I started noticing about 2 years ago. John Wayne had a wonderful album called America, Why I Love Her.
Mm-hmm.
And I recited the poem that the other Duke had recited.
Mm.
And I was talking about, you know, we are living in the United States is the tangible breath of God.
Yeah.
You know, this is not only where freedom lives and freedom reigns, this is, we are the example to what freedom is to an otherwise suppressed world.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lambasted by about three or four people started coming in and saying, how dare you call this the greatest country in the world? This country is this. This country is that. You know, and me and my simplistic mind was thinking, well, you know, if you don't like it here, then just leave. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Share. It's pretty simple. You know, we've got got people now saying they're going to do that again. And of course, they never do.
Right. Yeah, Barbara Streisand never moved out of Malibu, did she? I think she's still there.
No, she's still there down the street from Cher, who's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this because I want people to understand that this is a very calculated, very well worked out plan that they have to get us, subservient, to get us beholden to them. You know, once you invite the vampire in, you can't get him out of your house.
Exactly.
So once we invite martial law in, once we invite the military into these terrible situations across the globe, it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to get rid of them or to go back.
Yes.
And I think that's their plan. I mm-hmm. think their plan is to have, you know, we're so busy just trying to make ends meet.
Exactly.
Which is also part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we are struggling to pay for gas, if food all of a sudden in the last year and a half cost twice what it did, then we're more concerned because, like I said, we're basically good, honest, fair-thinking people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to talk like you and I are talking. We're not going to be able to gather together. We're not going to be able to participate in local government. And we're not going to be able to fix this problem before it gets unfixable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote this song. That's why I recorded this song, because I want people to know, especially the enemy, the chorus mm-hmm. is very important. That's why mm-hmm. we won't give up. Hell no.
Exactly.
In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't mm-hmm. free. It's up to you and me. Brother, I believe mm-hmm. that she's worth it.
Yeah.
But I've always been this way. Just now, now I need to be this way.
well, John, we need voices like yours, you know, to come out to counteract and to really speak truth to power, to come out and say, hell no. I mean, we're not going to accept the grooming. We're not going to accept you taking over the lives and bodies of our innocent children. enough is enough. You know, as you say, America was God-given. I mean, this was an answer to prayer, America was. And as long as we honor that, it goes well for us. But, you know, we have lost our way, and but yet there is a lot to be benefited from in looking back at our history. And you help us do that with this song, She's Worth It.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of it. Every word, I mean, one of the lyrics is kind of what you just said. You know, to do this, it's a duty, it's a right, it's an obligation to stand for her and fight, because she's our nation.
Exactly.
You know, we have this, folks who are listening, this is no longer an option. If you want to continue living in the greatest country the world has ever known, if you want your children and your grandchildren to live in the greatest country the world has ever known, if we don't do something right now, and we took a wonderful step, I think, when we impeached Mayorkas.
Yeah.
I don't think Schumer is going to get rid of him, but we sent a message.
Exactly.
The message the likes of which we've never really sent before. So,
well, John,
woken up the sleeping giant. There you go.
Exactly.
Yes,
well, John Schneider, I think that's a good intro into the song I want to play. She's Worth It. Congratulations. And thank you. It blesses us. It inspires us. John Schneider, your song.
You are so welcome. You're so
here
welcome.
It is.
Folks, go to johnschneiderstudios.com. johnschneiderstudios.com. God bless you. Stay free, America.
Did it be so easy to turn our backs and walk away? Ignore the fires burning, live to fight another day. But I'm believing that no matter what it takes, her amber waves of grain should grow forever. It's a duty, it's a right, an obligation to stand for her and fight, for she's our nation. That's why we won't give up. Hell no. In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't free. It's up to you and me. Brother, I would leave. She's worth it.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We know today is President's Day, right? Because we had to combine Abraham Lincoln and George Washington's birthday and together, and so we make it President's Day. But it's actually George Washington's birthday because, as far as the federal government is concerned, it's George Washington's birthday, okay? Everybody else talks about it in terms of President's Day. I know it's kind of goofy. And there's so much that's goofy about George Washington. I don't know if you were aware of this, but George Washington had two birthdays. Okay, can you imagine having two birthdays every year? Well, this is kind of how it broke down. Okay, for 47 of his 67 years, George Washington had two birthdays. The first was the date on which he was born in 1732, which was February the 11th. But wait, wasn't his birthday always on February 20th? Not always. In 1752, you got to see, when George Washington was 20, Great Britain adopted the new improved calendar instituted by Pope Gregory the 13th late in the 16th century and proceeded to impose it on us as we were lowly colonies to Great Britain, right? So the newly imposed Gregorian calendar, as it became known, fixed the length of the solar year at 365 days. Okay, this is just, some little fun kind of historical nuggets that as you're having coffee today on your day off and talking to friends, and you can share and just say, look at how brilliant you are because you know this bit of history. And people will be in awe and say, look, just pass me more sugar. Okay, so 365 days, to which was added one day every 4 years, because of leap year, right? Okay. So, the switch to the Gregorian calendar from the old Julian calendar, named for Julius Caesar, of course, was because the old calendar had become out of whack relative to the sun's and earth's cycles by 10 whole days. It was messing up, Chloe the psychic. She was just having a hard time trying to track it down. So, we had to score it away. So, by 1752, it was off by 11 whole days. So, those 11 days were simply dropped that year, the day following February the 1st. For instance, so you go from February 1, and then you don't go to 2, you go to 11, so you can kind of get this thing, back according to Hoyle, so to speak. So, George Washington's old birthday on February the 11th jumped all the way, because everything had to move up 11 days, to February the 22nd. Although at first many colonial communities refused to go along with this because that's what colonial communities did, Washington apparently took the change in stride and then from 1752 on accepted February the 22nd as his birthday. And, of course, if you wanted to bring him gifts on February 11th, that was okay, too. I mean, after all, what are you going to complain? Because you get an extra day, an extra birthday, and an extra party, and extra presents. Why not? Everybody lives great. But so today is a federal holiday, and it's recognized as Washington's birthday. Meanwhile, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, as a holiday kind of, you know, gets nullified, which is incredible because these are two, you know, you speak of incredible, two of the greatest presidents in the history of this great country, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, for obvious reasons. If you know a little bit of history, if you don't, then you need to check it out and understand why these two men stand head and shoulders above all the presidents since. But today is Washington's birthday. We combine it with Lincoln's birthday, and, you know, colloquially, anecdotally, we refer to it as President's Day. So it's President's Day sales all over the place, and all this other stuff gets kind of lost in history. And, you know, for federal employees, it's another day off, which, you know, I mentioned this earlier. This is interesting with our government, right? And this is on the government website. The federal government says recognizes 10 holidays. Okay, it says it recognizes 10 holidays, although when it lists the federal holidays, it lists 11. Okay, and I'm thinking, all right, did they get rid of Columbus Day in the process? Of course, it's become now, in some states, Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, that's 11. And so this is all incorporated, and when I was thinking about the holidays, I mean, look, 11 is kind of off. You know, we need an even dozen, right? We always operate in dozens of things. And like that, you know, there were 12 apostles. There should be 12 federal holidays. And I am thinking, because it's my thought, that when it comes to elections, that should be a federal holiday. It's interesting to note that in D.C., they allow for employees who work, you know, in D.C., that becomes another holiday for D.C. But for the rest of the country, you know, here we are. We're just minions. We matter so little. So we don't get no holiday. We don't get no stinking holiday. But I'm saying, look, we should get a stinking holiday for elections. I mean, if you can do it for D.C., you know, why not do it for the rest of us? You know, the states of the union, the true states of the union, not a precinct or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Okay. But let's have a federal holiday on Election Day. We'll all take the day off. I mean, elections are so doggone important. We should honor that day and take the day off, go in and vote, and then we'll wait and see what the results are. Of course, there were some other parts that and elements that were involved in that holiday, as I was mentioning earlier with Selwyn Duke, because he, like me, and 70% of the country, believe that shenanigans took place on 2020. But we do not have a government or elected officials that are much interested in it. They just want to ignore it and just say, okay, we're going to accept that Joe Biden, of all people, got 80-some million votes. And the former president gets 10 million more than he got the previous time. And he loses when all but COVID comes in to throw a wrench in the system, which, of course, meant great opportunity for these people that only know how to steal, kill, cheat, and destroy. So that is the party of the left, as DeRoy Murdoch talks about. They are the party of cheaters. Okay, I mean, because when you look at it, after everything is all said and done, you know, you look at the Heritage Foundation and their study of voter fraud and that, even though the Attorney General, former Attorney General Eric Holder, you've heard me say, insist that there's no such thing as voter fraud. How laughable. I mean, this guy's supposed to be uber intellectual, right? And he makes a ding-dong statement like that. He really believes it. Oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Come on, give me a break. Why are people getting arrested for voter fraud and ending up in jail if voter fraud doesn't exist? It's been existing. It's been around forever. You look back, you know, in the 1700s, I mean, ever since there was a vote that could be cast, people found a way to take advantage, to cheat, and to manipulate the outcome. You know, as Stalin said, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. And this is what this nation has become. We've been groomed and conditioned in such a way that, you know, a little bit of cheating is okay, you know. But like the Bible says, it doesn't take a whole lot of, you know, a lot of sin to infect the batch or leaven, as the word says specifically. And this is what sin is. Sin is that leaven that gets in and it permeates everything. And here it is. I mean, it has permeated every aspect of the voting process that delivered us the results of 2020 that the majority of the country is in shock over. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that. You know, it's like uncouth to talk about cheating and stealing. You know, that's there's something, you know, it's just is too insensitive to be able to have that kind of conversation amongst the constituency. After all, decent people don't talk about stealing and cheating. We just do it, accept it. If it gets bad enough, then you end up in jail, and it's kind of okay. But as Selwyn pointed out, and this is so critical to hold on to, is that the compromise of virtue isn't something that is worth living with, because ultimately it impacts everything to the degree that we just experienced in 2020. Now, if you think that this was just, you know, a marginal mistake or a marginal occurrence, wow, I'm shocked, because the facts are clear that somebody who went out and basically ran a campaign out of the basement of his home, and he was always locked down. They limited his exposure for obvious reasons, because he had a hard time. And then even when he was confronted in the debate, he was offered cover, you know, by those conducting the debate. And Joe Biden flat out lied to everybody, along with 51 intelligent, you know, former intelligent operatives within our government. I mean, that should tell you something. When you get that many supposedly higher up bureaucrats agreeing and signing a document saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, when the FBI knew a year beforehand it wasn't, that it was legitimate, but they went ahead and pushed that narrative. Just like they pushed the narrative about Donald Trump, which we know the FBI was involved after 2016, and what they did to kneecap the administration's ability to operate and to work to its fullest and for our benefit, for we the people. Look what they did. You know, Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail. I mean, here it is. It's almost like Joe Biden again. Here's all the reasons and why they're guilty and why they should go to jail. But for whatever reason, either they're mentally incompetent, no reasonable jury, or in the case of James Comey, it was no reasonable prosecutor would dare go after Hillary Clinton. But meanwhile, everyday Americans are ending up in jail for a lot less. So, yes, this is the two-tier justice system that America has developed into, you know, brought to you. And I got to say, it's the Democratic Party. This is why, you know, everything that's bad about our country, you just can't blame it on one guy. There's no scapegoat here. There's an entire party that has promoted all this incredible crud and crime and stealing and cheating of the American people. It's the Democratic Party. It's not just Joe Biden. You got to understand that. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.